Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
God's word, banquet. And yesterday, I was explaining to you what a banquet is. What did I say a banquet is? It's a large technology for the type on their phone. I see the Lord giving you an iPad in Jesus' name. Therefore, yeah, you don't believe it. I see the Lord giving you an iPad. You will not come to church with paper Bible again. What is a banquet? It's a large formal meal served to many people or guests. People are very intelligent. You attend international schools, eh? And I was explaining to you yesterday that God has organized a banquet. Who is here? Your parents have organized a party in your house before. A party. Birthday party, Christmas party, something. Now, you notice that there's a lot of work to be done. Sometimes they are sending you, go and wash the bowls. Come and do this. Come and do this. And they are sending you and you are hungry. Oh, you have not eaten, but you are cooking the food for some people to come and eat. So I don't do party in my house. I attend parties, but I don't do one. Because the stress it comes with. And God has organized a banquet. And we say one of the things about a banquet is that it is a formal ceremony. It has a specific place and time. The dress code is different. Yeah. Chop bar is far different from a banquet. Yeah. It has what? It has a multi-course meal, usually between 3 to 21. Do you know 3 to 21? When you go for a banquet and then the course is 3 to 21, and even it is a 21 thing, it means that when you finish eating this, you go, then they'll bring another one. Like that, 21. You say, wow, thank you very much. You can't imagine. Different meal, 21 times. How many of you want to attend a banquet? Like they have invited you. And for a banquet, you must be invited, though. God has invited us to his banquet. Today, I don't waste time at all. The title of my preaching is called The Feast of His Word. The Feast of His Word. Now, God has made banquet and he has invited all of us, all right, to come. But one thing about it is that many people don't want to come for the banquet God has organized. Madam, I don't like the plenty running, standing up. Is the place hot? Takwasu is hot. In Accra, what will we see? God has made a banquet. And God has decided that he is going to invite all of us to join the banquet. I like the way this row they are comporting themselves. This row. So you win the award. You win the award for the conference. God has decided that he is inviting all of us to join the banquet. Now, when we go to the banquet, what are we going to eat? How many of you like food? You like food. You don't like food? Me, I like food. I went to the university to study about food for 4 years. Yes, like I'm talking, I went to study food. How am I slim? Yeah, if you eat well, you don't have to grow big. I don't do pot belly. Pot belly is not a sign of prosperity. It's sickness. Your stomach is big as if you are 9 months pregnant. It's not a nice thing at all. Are you still here with me? So God has invited, how many of you are going for God's banquet? The banquet God is inviting you. How many of you want to be there? Because you see, most Christians don't want to be at the banquet. Most Christians have refused. So in the, give me the scripture in Matthew 22 verse 1 and 2. I'll show you something over there. Matthew 22. Can you all see? Okay, so he said, Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. When you are getting married, may your father prepare a banquet for you. When I'm preaching, you don't drink Coca-Cola. Give it to me. Give it to me. It's a sign of bad behavior. You have conference. It's a formal ceremony. The kingdom... Next. Hey, you are sleeping. He sent his servant to those who have been invited to the banquet to tell them to come. But they refused to come. Everybody say, but they refused to come. God has called us for his banquet, but a lot of people have refused to come. God is calling a lot of us. I told you that you are more than the people on this line. Have you seen? Have you seen? Have you seen? Somebody should move to the back in the name of Jesus. I said, don't be more than the one, but don't, we are here for a long time, so don't give anybody stress. These people too like that. Help me. These people too like that. These people too like that. And then the other route I can see, they too like that. Yeah. Takwa, move I say, me can't be da. Move to me say me brofu. Me can't brofu. Me can't be da. Move I say, me boy word, ewo trimu. Me can't be. God has called a lot of young people for his banquet. And amazingly, most young people said they will not come. A lot of you are telling God that, go and tell God that I will not come. He said, but they refuse to come. They sent more servants and tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. Can you imagine? Somebody has killed a cow. Look at. This is where I come to do gymnastics. Don't worry. I like what I'm doing. I will use half of the time to correct bad behavior. And I'll use part of the time to preach. Me, I don't have, man, you don't know me. Eh? Whatever I have to preach, I've finished preaching it already. Yes. God is calling us, and most of you don't want to attain the party that God is inviting her for. But you want to attain the party that the party that the devil is inviting you, you want to go for that party. Yes. And sometimes by your behavior, the way you are behaving, he said, they refuse to come. He said, tell them that I have butchered my oxen and my fattened cattle. They should come and eat. Come and eat. Come and eat. Tell your neighbor, come and eat. Yes. Now, what are the causes? I told you that a banquet has between 3 to 21 courses. Now let's look at some of the meals that God has served us. Number one. One of the meals that God has served us is milk. Everybody say milk. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Quickly, let's run. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Like newborn babies, I love it. Look on the board. Like newborn babies, crave. Change the version. Change the version. Now crave, no dear. My people will not understand crave. Give us something apart from crave. Crave. Desire. Do you understand desire? You understand desire? International students. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babies, desire. What I have here says that like newborn infants, desire the pure milk of the word so that by it you may grow up into salvation. Now, one of the first meal that you are served is the meal of the milk. When a child is born, we don't give the child kinky. Yes. We don't give the child banku or fufu or what else? Kokonte or jollof. Rice and chicken. We don't do that. Now learn something. When the child is born, we give the child milk. That is why they do breast milk. Now a child is supposed to drink the breast milk for 6 months. For how many months? 6 months. Now that 6 months the child is taking the breast milk, that type of breastfeeding is called exclusive breastfeeding. Everybody say exclusive. Exclusive. Say exclusive. Exclusive. Exclusive means that you are giving the child only breast milk. We don't give the child water. Some of you, when you were 3 months, they started giving you apple juice. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't understand maths up to now. When they teach maths, fractions, you don't understand. Yes. Your mother is supposed to breastfeed you only milk for 6 good months. No water, no apple juice, no sobolo, no palm wine. Some of you, as early as 3 months, they started giving you aquateshi. When they put it in your tongue, they in front of your face. That's why when you see club beer, then you have been licking your lips. Because it started from a very long time. Exclusive what? Breastfeeding. You don't give the child water. You don't give the child anything. Only breast milk. Are you learning something? Beautiful. Now, after 6 months, everybody say, after 6 months, you will do what we call complementary feeding. You do what? Complementary. It means that you are now going to add food, real food, to the breast milk. Because now, after 6 months, the child is growing. So the child needs a lot of food. And the breast milk alone cannot help the child. So we have to add even that. We don't start with fufu. Yes. Now, you people are very young in Christianity. I'm arriving somewhere. You are very young in Christianity. And what you need now is, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word. Of the word. It is at this stage of your life that you must learn how to memorize scriptures, how to memorize the books of the Bible, how to know the Bible stories. You must know everything about the Bible, the sincere milk of the word. Listen, it is not at this stage of your life that we prophesy. My God, I see something. Look, this, I see something, and they pour oil on you. We can pour oil on you till you become like fried chicken. There is nothing that will change in your life. All you need is what? The sincere milk of the word. Everybody say the sincere milk of the word.
The sincere milk of the word.
Yeah. As newborn babies. All of you sitting down here, you are newborn babies. I said what? You are newborn what? Babies. You came for the I and the Children conference. You are blessed. That was the last camp Bishop Oko had with us before he passed on. May his soul rest in perfect peace. It's hard. Yeah. Are you still here? Yeah. Why am I shouting about you knowing the Bible and knowing the sincere look of the word? Because listen, your foundation, listen to me. Hey, look at me. Your foundation is very important. And because your foundation is very important, it must be founded on the word of God. Don't let anybody deceive you. You need this foundation. You need this word. Look, now the children we have in our church, they can't quote scriptures. You can't quote scriptures. You don't know, you can't memorize scriptures. You don't know the Bible. I'm telling you, you don't know the Bible. Some of you don't even have Bibles to start with. Your parents have bought everything for you except the Bible. That is why I have brought myself from Accra to tell you that your whole life must be built on the word of God. And because you are children, you need the word. Listen, I'm saying that you don't need any other thing apart from the word of God. Boss, give me 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 2. Quick. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Is it ringing a bell? Can we all read it together? It says what? I have fed you with milk and not with... This scripture explains exclusive breastfeeding and complementary feeding. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. You see, because a few years to come, what's your name? Lady Pastor Emanuela, stand up. LP. No, very soon she'll be LP. Oh! Even when you don't clap, whether you clap or you don't clap, LP. This is UDO. LP. LP Emanuela. How old are you?
I'm getting to 18.
Getting to 18, UD, in 3 years' time, LP. Yeah. What's your name? Bishop Philip. Bishop. I would say Bishop. Bishop. Heat. This is Bishop Philip. No, where do you think we are going to get our next bishops from? Pentecost? Apostolic? Run for your life, International Ministry Chapel, healing. No. What's your name? Naomi Asari. Episcopal sister, Naomi Asari. Those of you who are not clapping, you are jealous. You are jealous. And yo, you are a shishel. You are a shishel. A best shishel. What's your name? Eh? Reverend Victor. You'll be calling him Rev. Rev. What's your name? Lady Reverend. You say, Lady Reverend, for no who or more, they are different too. Omo was special space. Sorry, I didn't. You say, Lady Reverend, no, we are different too. Lady Reverend, no. Me see, Omo was special, be almost share. Now, who bought dinner now and fa Lady Reverend now and come home? Hey, Bibi Bayo. LR. On your friend LR. And our boys near from Rev. Rev. I feel now they don't even call you your name again. It's Rev. Rev. And as Slay Queen's no more bad. Sorry now. It's Rev. Slay Queen's not my friend. Rev. I want to see Rev. I want to say Rev. Ralph, I want to see you. So we'll be there on the side of Ralph. I want to see Ralph. What's your name? What is your name? Reverend John. Sorry? Reverend. Who needs you, crab? I said, Reverend, Reverend, Kasai. I as Reverend is coming, people are carrying Reverend's Bible. Hey, hey, who now here, Reverend? Who now, hey, who here, Bishop? Know your level. Uh-huh. This one is Reverend's, the people carry the Bible. What? Secretary. Reverend John, quiet. Secretary Dinechi. Allah, Allah. Nice one. Reverend Kobowedo. And our sister Dinechi. Dinechi, Secretary Dinechi. Yeah. Now, why am I explaining all this? When you become a reverend and we give you a microphone, you should be able to explain the word of God to us to understand. Do you understand? When you become, well, in our church, when we say you are a reverend, it is not just a title. A reverend comes with a responsibility. When we call you a pastor, it means that we have so much confidence in you that when we ask you to preach, we know that you are preaching the word. Now, if you don't have the word of God in you, what's your name? Misty. Lady Reverend Misty. Lady Reverend Misty. This type of lady reverend, they don't preach, oh. Nice, stand up. Nice, lady reverend. Bruh. Nice, lady reverend. They don't preach, oh. You don't even know their work in the church. But they are just lady reverends. Some of them are just pastors, first lady. Oh, to your mother's the kwan, LP. LP. LP, and yes, she's LPO. But she's pastor's wife, so automatically LP. Omunye she is so. Basenta omunye. Omunye. Now we will share. Basenta omunye. We. Only time. Oye on. Oye. Onye. Some fine girls now omu LP for you. Omunye she. Mothers, they don't have a track cake. Omunye she. They are in every church. Oh, if they suck, I'll go. They don't do anything. They don't do, even they don't pray. They don't pray. But what am I saying? When we make you a pastor, and we give you a branch, and we give you members, what's your name? Desmond. Reverend Desmond. We've given you a branch. We've given you congregation, and we've given you microphone, and we say preach. We should have confidence that you are preaching to the congregation. Where will our confidence come from? Our confidence will come from this scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2, which says that when you were a child, you have eaten the milk of the word of God. No, I don't think the children understand what I'm preaching about. The more milk you drink, the better you become. Yes. Look, I'm going to divert you into quiet time. Yeah. Listen, if you are here, you don't do your quiet time, you will not amount to anything valuable in life. If like, quote me to your headmaster. And so at this stage of your life, we are not going to feed you with meat. He said, for hitherto, change the version. If you see hitherto, you see that the children, they can't understand. Yeah, for, what is this? Is that the scripture I say, give me? I say, change the version. What scripture did I quote? First Corinthians 3 verse 2. And change the version. You are bringing me envy. And I said, I don't like the hitherto. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. You are not ready for it. If you give your child who is 6 months kinky, you want to kill the child. Yes, and we'll report you to the police. Indeed, ye are still not ready. Listen, you are not ready for some things. What you are ready for is the milk. Yes. So when you come to church, we need to let you know about the word of God. But at this day, if I prophesy that you will buy a car, where are you going to park the car? No, ask the people who have cars. They will tell you the problem that comes with having a car. There's something we call fuel that you have to buy every time. There's something we call workshop. If you ask the people whose cars are at the workshop, they will tell you. If your car is at the workshop, it's like your child is in the hospital. You can't sleep. Look, the moment your car enters a workshop, it's like you have entered the hospital. You can't come back the same. By all means, the mechanic will give you a bill. Yeah. And I see somebody getting married. It doesn't concern you. You are marrying who? No. You are marrying who? How old are you? 10 years. 10 years. And we are prophesying that you are married. And you are there. I receive. You receive who? Or you don't understand the preaching I'm preaching? At this time, all you need is the word of God. Say, we need the word of God. Say, we need the word of God. You have come to convention. They say, people who have beloved should come forward. Then you two have gone to join. By this time, you should be thinking about how to pass your exams. Manjai, beloved, beloved, asemino. Hallelujah. Yeah. The word of God. As newborn babies, newborn. You see, it is the taking of the milk that will make you grow up spiritually and become a mature Christian. Yeah. I think last month or so, I preached a camp at Mampo on the book, What It Means to Become a Strong Christian. Yeah. I camped the children there for 3 days and I was preaching to them what it means to become a strong Christian. Listen, after taking the milk for some time, you must graduate. You must graduate. You can't be drinking milk all the time. So you see, all of you sitting down here, if your mother called you that come and drink breast milk, you won't like it. If you put it in your mouth and you swallow, you vomit it. But these people, is there any newborn person here? Over here? Oh, mene ebehu. This guy is drinking pineapple juice. These newborn people, they can drink the breast milk and you see that they are licking their mouth. And you don't know what is sweet about it, but they like it. Yeah, they like it. They like it. When you come to church, you must subject yourself to the milk of the word. The milk. There's something we call milk. Lady Reverend, there is something we call what? Milk. And let me tell you one thing about spirituality. Look, spirituality, it's not like today I'm 12 years. If I don't do anything next year, I'll be 13 years. No. In the spiritual world, you can be 2 years for a long time. Yes. I'm saying that we can even make you a pastor and you can still be a babe in the spiritual realm. Yeah. There are pastors who are babies. We even have pastors who have not given their lives to Christ. Fetish priests. I'm telling you. Yeah. As what? Newborn babe. How many of you want to grow up spiritually? How many of you want to grow up? Listen, if you want to grow up spiritually, you must love to read the Bible. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to. I feel it already. If you want to go. If you want to. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day.
pray every day.
MCB time.
Pray every day.
I see something.
Read your Bible.
Pause it, pause it, pause it, pause it.
Read your Bible. The song didn't say, read your mother's engagement Bible. Some of you, the Bible you have is your mother's engagement. Look, engagement Bible will never save anybody's life. The words are small. Even the people, they use the Bible to engage. They themselves, they don't read it. I thank God your mothers are not here. I thank God your mothers are not here. I can preach. Don't tell them I've come here. Hey! The engagement Bible your father bought for your mother, she has never opened it before. The last time she opened it was the day the rent was expired. Saradie, Mabo. So she woke up 12 midnight, and she tied her head with scarf. And she opened the, you know, they open the Bible, but they don't read the Bible. They don't read it. By that time, you open your eyes small, you see that your mother is crying. You just cover your head again. Waiting concern me. Nothing concern me. Yeah. I said the people, they use the engagement Bible to marry. All of you, stand up. No. Sit down. You buy the Bible. Stand up. Stand up. The girls. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. This people. Some boy will come. Some boy. And one of them, you see, when you are getting married, they give you that Bible. Suddenly you feel you are spiritual. As the people are married, they'll tell you. Some of them, they don't even know where that Bible is. The words are small, small, small. That Bible is about 15 cities. Is that the one you are using? That's the one you want to buy. No, don't buy that one. You see anything. It's now 11 cities. You are tempted to say, who? High sense. The writings are small, 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 small. That's the one your mother gave you that bring you to church. And that one too is King James. You know this King James? Thou uttered. Comest, go west. Look at the Bible. Thank you. This is the Bible I'm describing. On the cover, they said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18, verse 22. Look at the words. You can't see anything in this Bible. Look at it. Small. Look at this. Very small. Can you see it? Very small. Oh, I noticed. I bought one for my wife, so I know it. Usually this Bible, they draw a man and a woman on it. He who finds a wife. Oh, Ampa, if you find a wife, you have to find a good thing. It's a family Bible. They've written here for the family, for the Delo family. Delo family. King James Version. Words of Jesus in red. Ampa. Words of Jesus, they're always in red. And this Bible, listen, this Bible, it will never make you do your quiet time. This Bible. The words are so small that nothing will encourage you to read it. Read your Bible. Listen, who is it for? God bless you. Listen, this year, make it a project that when it is your birthday, don't allow your parents to buy you pizza. They sell pizza here in Takwa. Pizza World. I told you I went to study food in the university for 4 years. I'm coming to explain pizza to you. Those of you who think that, come back. What is pizza? Pizza is equal to bread plus stew
plus cheese plus box is equal to 200 Ghana cedis. Everybody say bread.
Bread.
The pizza you eat, is it not bread?
Bread.
Say bread.
Bread.
Plus stew or sauce. If you want to look like the thing is a nice thing, right? Say sauce. Say sauce. If you say stew, then we are going to like okra, but it's not. Say sauce.
Plus cheese.
And then a box. If I tell you how much the box cost, you eat plus tissue. Oh, help you. God bless you. Help you. Upe pizza. No. Jama upe. Go on. Say tissue. No. Here. Jama tissue. No. It means that they've tear your back. Plus tissue. A rubber band. Rubber band. Rubber band. Now, that amount can buy a Bible. Yes. Recently, I was surprised that they said they can sell pizza as much as 300 cedis. 600, family size. One of my sponsors for my radio program in Accra is Cheesy Pizza. They give me coupon free. If I want pizza right now, I just have to walk there and tell them I want to eat pizza. They will give me. I've never bought pizza with my money before. I don't buy pizza. And I will not, and I like it. Hey, if I go and bring some, I'll eat it right now. But I don't buy, and I will not buy also with my money. Get a Bible. All of you, get a Bible. Young people, get a Bible. Get, if you are here, you don't have a Bible, you are doing something wrong. Get a Bible. Everybody, the way you have a school bag, look, I'm saying that the word of God, this milk we are talking about, it is in this Bible. We have children who don't have Bible. We have pastors who don't have Bibles. We have church. Look, tomorrow, I'm telling you, tomorrow is Sunday. Come to the church here and say that all the people who don't have Bible should stand up. You will see that greater number of the people, your parents who come here, they don't have Bibles. And you follow this tradition and they will make you, what you are in, how old are you? 8 years. From J Church, we graduate you to Y Church. From Y Church, we send you to the adult church. You can be in the adult church till the day you die and you never have a Bible. I'm telling you. Most people, one of the things that have spot us, one of the things that has spot us in this church is the screen. Because the screen, you know, when you come, the scriptures are there. You don't need a Bible. From today, make it a project. You understand? Make it a project to have a Bible. Bible, you are coming to church, Bible, pen, and a notebook. I tell my church members that have a church bag. The way you have a school bag, have what? A church bag. Your Bible is inside, your notebook is inside, your pen is inside, and a highlighter. That is how you can enjoy the milk of the word. So the very first meal that God has set at his banquet is called milk. Everybody say milk.
Milk.
Everybody say milk.
Milk.
Yeah. But listen, after some time, give me Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13. After some time, it's okay. Then you must graduate at a point. Sweetheart, you must graduate at a point from the milk. Hebrews. But solid food is for the mature. Look, you won't be like this forever. I said you won't be. Look, now from the milk, you must grow up. Everybody say grow up.
Grow up.
Say grow up.
Grow up.
Yes. You must grow up to something different. You cannot be eating milk all the time. No. You can't be eating milk all the time. He said, but solid food is for the mature. How many of you want to become mature? Yeah. Look, by the grace of God, I don't depend on milk. When I wake up, help me sit down. Bishop, please, with all humility, please sit down. Lady pastors, please sit down. Mm-hmm. Now that everybody is LP in this church. LP or lady, oh, body in perfect LP come. Yes, I dear can dear and say okay. Listen. But solid food is for the mature. Hey, the prayer of every parent is that their children will mature. Sometimes there's an unspoken prayer parents pray in their head. Will my child walk? Will my child talk? Because when you see other children, like the age of your child, who doesn't walk, it's worrying. Who cannot talk, it's worrying. I remember one day I was at work and my wife called me. He said, our son has taken his first step. Now I can wow. Now me say ah. Now say I dey say I won't take a step. Now I taking a step. Now dey our frame you with Juma me say. Later, I got to know that it is a blessing. It is not a normal thing, because there are children around that age who cannot walk. The prayers your parents are praying for you is that you will mature. You will mature. You see, one of the first signs that you have matured is to know right from wrong. Because the rate at which your mother has been shouting, what's your name? Abina, stop it. When you are younger, there's a lot of stop it in the house. Hey, stop it. Hey, stop it. As you are growing up, the stop it reduces. Because you now know the difference between the wrong and the right. I don't know why they are not clapping. Like as I'm preaching, they are quiet. Takwa, is that how you are just? No. Shum, come, don't come. Shum, come, don't come. If you come, I'll not mind you people. Because the way I've come, oh, you are not minding me. You come and meet me, they also not mind you. Are you still here with me? He said, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish between good from evil. We want you to get to a point in your life that you will mature from drinking milk to now know the difference between a good and evil. And that takes me to the second meal. The first one is what? The first one is what? I'm not feeling the vibe. I think the vibe is here. I said the first one is what? Milk. The second thing God has served is called honey. Do you know honey? Yeah. Honey, honey, I love you. Honey, honey, I need you. Testimony, I love you. My voice is nice, eh? Met me a chabo moho. Me chabo ma mube tie. Everybody say honey. Honey is one of the things that will make you know. Chief, I'm thinking of a scripture in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Go there. Let me see whether there's something good there. Isaiah 7, verse 14. All right. Therefore, I've seen my name. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. And the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. And we will call him Emmanuel. If your name is not in the Bible, pray about it. If your name is not in the Bible, pray about it. Because Abena, it be in the Bible no more. Say, Efrew Abena, your name is Tuesday. Hey, I say, where you can't him? Fifi. Fifi, there any Bible more. 25, verse 15, quick. Ha. He will be eating cards and honey. When he knows enough. No, this thing, give it to me in Kojovi. Change the version. Give it to me in King James. Yes, he said, butter. Everybody say butter. And honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and to choose the good. The other thing that God has served us with is honey. And the reason for the honey, which is part of the... You see, you are feeling bored because you don't have Bible. You are not writing. That's how it is. You feel bored. The reason you eat, but you see, your situation will change. Some time ago, when I'm going to church, I don't have Bible. Yes. But look, before I come here next year, everybody must give me my mantle. I feel the power. By the time I come back here next year, everybody must have a Bible. No, you see, don't let me use all my time to preach about Bible. It is a basic requirement. It's just basic. It's just basic. When the child eats honey, the reason the child is eating the honey is so that he may know to refuse the evil. Yeah. Many people don't know how to refuse evil. You know this is evil, but you cannot refuse it. 2 days ago, a girl sat in my office. She had a broken heart. Help you believe it. She has a beloved though. But where is your chair? French Guanoka. Hey, pourquoi? Je m'appelle la chair. Hein? Pantalon je suis. Avoir église. After SHS, I was teaching a certain school French. Me kwa yon omusi subject na asa, I can't French. Na den su mi tifi amede. Me si mi tu mi chire. Le chen. Mi kwa kan na le chen, kwa anu le chen. Ne, class one. Eti da meka bi ombeka. Le chen, omusi le chen. Eti mini nam kromo, omfe mi mesie. Eti new French teacher came before they know that, akwe, kwa hang kwa lanu. Na mi tifi amede. Eti omusi subject ni na asa, I can't French. Kwa nam so French, de mi ya di wompao. Said master and so on him. And told him, Mama, and one in je vois. Le suis. And call out in your name. Morton son, Mata sa, notre, votre, le. Hey! Mr. Minina Mary, I hold him, call out, Messier. I'm so je m'appelle. If you are looking for money, you can do everything for money. I was teaching. So this same school, a certain parent came to tell me that she wants me to teach the son extra classes. But I know in your French. And then oh mutumbu in your French. And mass in English. And I'm doing the me adi wumpa. And I'm gonna see after the end of the month now, she will give me 200 Ghana. So we agreed. First month, you know, the woman called me, Brahima. You see, ma'am, is that Patrick Brawatin? 200 no me nibi. At memo 1.5. Let me see, ma'am Patrick, that's not what. Oh, see, oh, to me, I need you, man, Jai. Look, me too, after school, Charlie, and yes, you. At me see, oh, dear, Fabra. Bam, the one who teach your son, oh, dear, Fabra. At the memo, I know where 1 plus 1 or 11. I must see correct. the boy dash. Do, does. Now I know what you should do. The boy do not come. Now correct. Send him a minim or a quano su on him. Miss Mikwana mini a masana. Nasadia Michosu better be 150. 151 dear na mechireno. Hey, abroad you. The boy is a girl, correct? Hey, one day me ma kwa no work bi pa so mass bi o. Mass bi is it 1 plus something? It's like it was in crutch. You saw it, he doesn't know. Like one plus three. He said, no, the one didn't know. I can't boom now. I turn on 13. What? Man, prep breaker. And sometimes I don't want to teach and I come, I'll give him some work that he can't do. Now he will be there, and then the 1 hour will come. Oh, abropa. So if you employ somebody, try and pay the person the real amount. Yes, Adia, he's the one teaching. Are you still here with me? Yeah. I was telling about the girls before the French boy came. This girl came to sit in my office. You have a beloved. You say you like this beloved. But you say you have another boy aside the beloved. Side what? It's illegal connection. We have the main meter and illegal connection. Now you are telling me that you like the illegal connection more than the main meter. But when I was about to talk to her, she said, Reverend, please, don't advise me to leave the illegal connection. Just tell me something so that I'll be okay. Let me see. So, in my crime, problem here, Diane. You know this illegal connection. It's not good. But she said that, don't advise me to leave this boy. Just tell me something that I'll feel all right. Let me see. Stupidity is helping you. Stand up and leave my office. You are coming to waste my time. Yeah. Most people know the right thing to do. But don't you know it is not good to cheat in exams? Why have you then written the answers on your thighs? Apo. So, by eating butter and honey, you shall know to refuse the evil. Hey, there are so many evil in the world, even in the church. Yeah. Most people even learn how to smoke in the church. Yeah. No, don't say hi. You are young. You are now coming. Some of you, the person that will break your virginity is some basenta leader working somewhere. Yeah. Most people have broken their virginity by church boys than even unbelievers fetish priests. Reverend Amundin free across on me preaching. Oh by Kwasi Asem Kwan Oka. Nessi Ombaha. Aye, Nessi member. Nessi member. Hey. That's what me, my member saying. I see my girl working with a certain boy. Who is the boy? Reverend, I'll say he's like my uncle. If he's not your uncle, but he is like your uncle, he's not. Don't follow him. Yeah. I know a member who is now a homosexual. He learned it in the church. People learned smoking in the church. No, church is a mixture of things. There, every bad thing is in the church. You just came. I'm saying you just came. In one particular church I was in, I was in a lot of churches. The guy and this girl, they were dating. You know dating? They were beloved. Then some guy be pop on the scene. When the guy came, they told him that this girl is this boy's beloved. You know what he said? He said, I don't care. As long as this boy has not put a ring on her finger, we all have equal access. Hey, boy, ni ye ya na girl na jina sisa. We are in this church. Somebody will take your beloved. You don't know what I'm talking about. People know the evil, but they cannot refuse the evil. Most people who have sex at a very young age, all of you know that sex is not good. All of you know that pornography is not good. All of you here, you know. But you watch it. Oh, I say you watch it. You know it's not good. Hey. Me, sa pornography no eh, Kwasi Asemo. Hey. If you put all the sins together, pornography is not one of the things I'll choose. Me, impair window shopping, though. At there, you will see you can't buy. Opening me something, Omuti America, and they are having sex. I will titakwa her, and I will show more screen so. And I will cut your page, I say, who named the obey? Boy. Pornography. If you watch pornography, you are a villager. You are a crassini. Pornography, like movies, they have sex in it, and movies that they kiss and you watch. We are crossing. We are village girl. We are village boy. You will buy data and watch people having sex. You are a foolish girl. I don't fear you. You are a foolish boy. We are crossing. Don't do it again. We are crossing. I'm telling you that you are a villager. Sadia, you are jai, da-da-da-da-da-da, you are jai. It's not a nice thing. To know the right thing, you know that you must obey your parents, but something is pushing you to throw your hands when your mother talks. Yeah. Hey! I know a certain boy. He slapped the father. The father didn't slap him back. I don't want to tell you what the father said. The father was drunk. And he slapped the father. When he slapped the father, I said, "I'm not tiffany papa nso." I said, "Kobi, what about my son? We chow kwa nso." That's what the father told the boy. You know the right thing to do. All of you sitting down here. Look, by eating butter and honey, you will know. You see, the problem is not to know the right and the wrong. The problem is about refusing the evil and choosing the good. That's the whole problem. To refuse the evil. This is the evil. You know it is evil, but to refuse it. Yeah. A certain organist came to a certain church. He spent 4 months. By the time he was leaving, he had slept with more than half of the choristers. Yeah. They used to have convention. Convention, no? Where are my girls? Help is stand up. Help is stand up. Organist, come. May you never be like that organist in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, organist, this is organist house is here. No, organist house is here. The church is here. Chorister A. She lives. Chorister A lives here. She will walk past the church. Come, past the church. And come to organist house. She has brought her dress. She's coming to bath in organist house. Change in organist house before she will go to the church. Yeah. As she has done that, as she's changing, Chorister B, as she has finished and she's going, Chorister B is also coming. She too, she will come to the same room. Bath. This one doesn't know what this one came to do. This one, before they could realize, the guy has slept with more than half of the choristers. He spent only 4 months in the church and he left. Yeah. How to refuse evil? Listen to me. My question is, when you see evil, look, and it is by eating this honey that God has organized at the banquet. If you can eat this meal, you will be able to refuse evil. Most people cannot refuse evil. Yeah. Hey, you must be like Joseph. When he had the chance with Potiphar's wife, he said, do you know Potiphar's wife? Hey, Potiphar's wife and the skin. Look, Potiphar's wife, her cream can pay your school fees from class 1 to university. Potiphar's wife, sweetheart, come. Look at, come, Misty. Usher's skin, I'll be able to say yes. Now, help you. Now, Usher, help his skin, enemy skin now. This color is coloring. The color. If this color is Potiphar's wife color, or Joseph would have worked this crodoso color of Fafria. This is color. This is, help me. This is color. This is, how do you refuse this color? It is not you that you are going to the color. The color is calling you. Are you seeing the difference? The color. No, you see, if I come rapping this girl, she could say no. But the thing is, the color is calling me. I say, brah. Can you stand to refuse it? And you see, all of us, as we are growing up, that is the problem we are going to face. Yeah. 2 Timothy 2:22. He said, flee also youthful lust. Save pastors, one of the problems you'll be solving in recent time is boys who are worrying your girls. If you have not started, you start it very soon. Yeah. Some dancing star boy be who has come to rap your girl. Some dancing stars, they are one of their own spiritual people in our churches. Oh no, look, they when they arrive there, they are not interested in whatever. All they want to hear is, it's my place. That's all they just want to hear the word. As they've come, you see that they can't stand still. They are just before the service. So while people are praying, we are worshiping. Omo rehearsing.
And coming in, he's trying to prove it soon. I said, press down and running over. And then my going out and coming in, he's trying to prove it soon. I said, press down and running over. See, Monday at the title, Tuesday at the soul, Wednesday at the hammer, legend to take away. See, Monday at the title, Tuesday at the soul, Wednesday at the hammer, legend to take away.
This is what if you leave them, this is how they will do for the whole day. They are not interested in any of this. They just came to dance. And you they just put the song there, they'll move. As he has finished, the energy is not finished. He's now come to rap one of your girls. Yeah. May you learn to refuse evil. Flee also youthful lust. That's the scripture. May you learn to flee evil. May you learn to reject evil. I don't feel I'm in Takwa. No, next year maybe I'll go to Takradi. Or second D. No, but yeah, I'm not feeling comfortable at all. You're not minding me. I'll go to second D. Even when I was coming, I got tackled. The second D people called and said, oh, so you won't pass it. I said, no. I'll laugh about the way they are doing me there. I'll come to Pristia. Pristia, are you there? Yeah. They will come to your place. May you learn to reject evil and choose good. I said, may you choose good. I said, may you choose the good one. Yeah. Sit down. Next one. Where's my iPad? Next one. Then we take a small break. Do we have dancing stars ready to minister again? Next one. Another thing that is saved. I'm just giving you four food that God has served at the banquet. The next one is called butter. Everybody say butter. Say butter. You need butter. Yeah. You need butter. The same scripture, give it to me. Isaiah 7 verse 15. That's why when we are doing the meal ceremony, we give the child honey and butter to tell them that they should learn how to refuse evil and choose good. Hey, this is one of the things that will test your Christianity. This scripture. rejecting evil or refusing the evil and choosing good. It is one of the things that will test your Christianity. Some of you, when you start working, it will test you. They'll bring you money. They'll bring you money. Yeah. And they'll tell you to take. You collect it. You know it's bribe, but you collect it. The last one, then I close. Meat. Everybody say meat.
Meat.
As God banquet, you are going to eat meat.
Yeah.
Hebrews 5 verse 14. Meat. Say meat.
Meat.
Yeah. You are going to eat meat. Ha. I love it. Hebrews 5 verse 14. I didn't say Hebrews 4 14. Hebrews 5 verse 14. I know what I'm preaching. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age. Look, from the milk to the honey to the butter and to the meat. When you start chewing meat, we know you are mature. Yeah. It is at the meat side that we can give you a microphone. Yeah. The moment we see that you can chew meat, almost everybody here can chew meat, or you have strong teeth. Everybody, your baby can chew meat. Ah, I try. 9 months. What's that in them? You can chew meat. Everybody say, I can chew meat. Say, I can chew meat. Yeah. We want every of our members to be able to chew meat. By that time, you have done complementary feeding finishing. You have eaten honey to know the right from the wrong. Your ability to know the right from wrong, and then also ability to reject the evil and choose good. Because if you are a pastor, you must be able to reject evil and choose good. Yes, you must be able to, like, you see evil like this, but you reject it. Yes, with ease, without feeling bad. If you're a pastor, girls are coming to tempt you. Girls will come and tempt you. Power will tempt you when you become a pastor. Power. Because you have power. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say? You have power. Hallelujah. He said, but strong meat. Hey, there's this type of wele that you cannot easily cut. You have to... Like, you need a strong teeth. How many of you have seen that wele before? Yeah. Like, is that you are chewing the thing, but the thing is not chewing. We need people with strong teeth. Say strong teeth. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I say in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Yeah. God is expecting every one of us. God is expecting every one of us to mature. I see an army of young people rising up to mature. I see an army. I like this place. I said, I'm seeing an army of young people rising and moving from milk to honey to butter to strong meat. To strong meat. Lift up your hands and say, strong meat. Strong meat. Strong meat. I prophesy you will eat strong meat. You will eat strong meat. All of us, our expectation is that you will become pastors. Strong pastors. You preach the word of God with strength and with clarity. Hey, you cannot tell me that I don't know what I'm preaching. There are pastors who preach and they don't know what they are preaching. As I'm standing here, I know what I am preaching. I understand what I am preaching. I am preaching with authority and confidence. The scriptures I'm quoting, I understand the scriptures that I'm quoting. Strong meat. Everybody say strong meat. But one day, we will throw the microphone at you. And you hold it. When you hold the microphone, one day, Say one day. We went for a camp meeting. Sit down. Who is singing the solo for me? I just need one person to sing solo. Ella, come and stand on the stage and take a microphone. And be confident. Come and take it and stand there and wait for me. We went for a camp. And in the camp, I heard this story later. And in the camp, somebody said, the person who told me the story said, they were standing with Bishop Oko somewhere. And the camp, the session has started. And Bishop Oko asked them a question that, who is with the children? And somebody said, EK is with the children. Then he said, Everybody say, When your mother asks a question that, who is preparing the stew in the kitchen? And they mention a name. The name they mention can make her relaxed, or the name they mention can make her rush to the kitchen. Oh, you don't understand? We've gotten visitors. And somebody is doing this. He said, who is preparing the stew? Then they say, it's Emma who is preparing the stew. Then your mother will say, oh, okay. But when they mention, they say, who is preparing this? They say, it's Pascal. They say, hey! I have to get to the kitchen very quick. Otherwise, you do salt water for the visitors. Yeah. Listen, we must try. That's why I'm saying that. For us to build the cathedral and bring you here, where is Ella? Ella, you sing again. I can continue my preaching. Hurry up and come and sit now. Come and stand here. For us to build a cathedral and put you here, it means we trust you. Or, yeah, we trust you. We trust that you are not speaking stupidity to the people. You are preaching to them. Yes. And how do you preach? It means that you must walk through the process from a milk to honey to butter and to strong meat. Let's go again. From milk to honey to butter to strong meat. May you arrive at strong meat. I said, may you arrive at the strong meat. God is expecting to see you at the strong meat table. God is waiting for you at the strong meat table. May you join the table of strong meat people. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. Roll it. Let's go. Let's welcome Lady Pastor Emanuela to give us a beautiful song.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.